Morning. This is Robert Woolsey, Raven Radio News Director, and joining me on the telephone this morning from Juneau is Tom Ainsworth. Hi, Tom. How are you doing?
I'm well, Robert. Good morning.
And Tom, you are about to hang it up after a long, long ride at the National Weather Service in Juneau.
I am. It's hard to even imagine what's facing me this week.
And you're the director there of the National Weather Service office in Juneau. Is that your correct title?
Yeah, we go by meteorologist in charge, but essentially I'm the supervisor here for 24 staff members.
And how long have you been in that job?
Boy, it's been 17 quick years, Robert. We got here in the fall of 2002.
And you came up from Seattle, right?
Oh, my path took me from Seattle originally, where I started, and as an Easterner, I fell in love with the Northwest and the West Coast. I also had stints in Portland, Oregon, and Northern California, and Redding, and a fair amount of time in Salt Lake City. So I came here from the office in Salt Lake City.
I want to say that's quite a jump going from Salt Lake, from sort of the Rocky Mountain Plateau to Southeast Alaska. Is that a big leap for a meteorologist, or is the sky everywhere?
Well, that's interesting. You know, in some ways, that's true. The sky is the sky, and hopefully it follows similar rules of physics. But, you know, the different climate regions, different latitude made a big difference in terms of weather and characteristics. And also, of course, the elevation was much higher there.
And I'm just assuming that in Alaska, everybody kind of does everything. We generally have small shops, and here at Raven Radio, our manager is on the air. Do you ever take a turn behind the forecasting desk there and figure out what the weather's going to be?
Oh, we sure do. We do take turns. So normally we have 14 forecasters that rotate through the 24/7, 365 schedule, but I need to be out there with some other managers as well. Typically, we help fill in during vacations or sicknesses or things like that, but it's really beneficial to spend some time out there. About, on average, 15 to 20% of my work days in a year would be on the forecast desk, and it really keeps me grounded on what the staff has to deal with day to day, keeps my interest in meteorology and weather forecasting at a high level. And it's just kind of fun to be working. It sounds funny, but it's kind of fun to be working shifts periodically, because that's what we do in our industry, and you never get too far away from that schedule.
I'm sure a lot of shift workers are kind of rolling their eyes at that one, Tom, but I'll take
you.
Yeah,
easy for me to say, right? I'm out the door this week.
That's all right. I'll take your word for it. I wanted to ask you about what's changed, just both in the technology that you use to forecast the weather and in the weather itself that you've observed over the past 17 years. That's a long time working in one office, and I just wondered, how have your tools changed, and then how has the weather itself changed?
Quite a bit in both regards. The technology, as you said, seems to be never stop changing. If I go back even further, when I came into the agency, we were still using teletypes and facsimile machines, and then we went to computer workstations that had many bulky monitors side by side, and now we're down into a very integrated system nationwide that's a lot of information on one or two screens that we keep in front of us for situational awareness. So I think the thoroughness of the information is there. The resolution of information is much greater than, say, a black and white facsimile map from 20 years ago to the high-res color images that we utilize today. So the speed and the amount of information is there. And I think, too, subtly, the expectation of the weather forecast has really gotten higher from our customers, which is good. You know, it's a tip of the hat, I think, to the forecaster. But I can go back in the weather records of Southeast Alaska, and at one time we might have divided the whole panhandle up into about five different areas, and each one had their separate forecast. So imagine one forecast from Sitka to Yakutat. Well, now we've got we divide that up two or three times from the inland side on the land side, and another three times on the ocean side. So the information has gotten to be more precise in terms of geographic area, and certainly a lot faster information coming at the forecaster here. So a lot of balls to juggle during the forecast shift. In terms of the weather, certainly it seems as though we've been getting warmer. You know, it's kind of funny trying to answer that question, because I'm not the best climatologist with dates and remember that year or this event. But overall, I think we've gotten warmer, which has led to significantly less snowfall at the ground level in our winters here. When I got here, the statistics would say Juneau is supposed to have 100 inches of snow a year, and the last 5 or 6 years, we've barely had 50 inches of snow. So whether that's a short-term blip or a longer-term trend, I think it's a little bit more the latter. As we warm up, we'll have more precipitation in the form of rain in the wintertime and less snow here. So that's definitely one thing that's I've noticed change.
Tom, what are you going to do after Friday? I mean, is it once a weatherman, always a weatherman? Are you going to be second guessing every time you turn on the radio and hear the forecast? Or are you going to go, nah, I don't think they got it right this time? Or...
never throw stones in a glass house, right? This field of study is so fascinating and so interesting, and there's so much to keep track of that. I think we do an amazing job as a profession, as an industry as a whole. I think weather forecasting is really fun to be part of, and I don't think I'll ever be critical of maybe a missed forecast. But certainly, it's all really I know how to do professionally, and I'll be paying attention every day and trying to keep my nose a little bit into the science and keeping up with the rapid changes that I expect will continue to occur. But other than that, you know, I really don't have a plan, which might be good. We'll probably just relax a little bit and maybe do some more traveling and just maybe find some things in Juneau that I haven't been able to spend much time doing and try new ventures.
I was expecting you to say we're going to move somewhere where the weather is better.
No plan on that. You know, it's Southeast Alaska. It's just a beautiful place to be. You know, the old saying, there's no bad weather, just bad clothes. So I think if we can get the right gear on and enjoy all that Southeast has to offer, it's a beautiful place to be a resident for sure.
Yeah, agreed. Tom Ainsworth is the meteorologist in charge of the Juneau office of the National Weather Service, the Juneau Weather Forecast Office. He is retiring after 17 years at that job and 36 years in all working for the National Weather Service. Friday is his last day. Tom, have a great week, and thanks for talking with us.
Oh, it was my pleasure, Robert. Thanks so much for your interest. And I really do appreciate the time you take to keep Weather Service and weather forecasts in front of everybody. It's we feel it's really important, so I'm glad other people do too.
Oh, yeah, it's huge. And I know it's big in Juneau too, but... in Sitka, there's just quite the contrast between sort of the inner waters of the upper sound, and then once you get out past the airport, and suddenly you're in, like, conditions where you'd rather not be, and so much about forecasting has changed in recent years to prevent that kind of sinking, that sinking feeling of getting out there going... Oh my God! What have I done? So
I totally get it, and we've just tried to, you know, like I mentioned, the expectations have increased, and we, as an agency, really depend on feedback, and you know, we don't pretend to be 100% correct all the time. So we like having those conversations and learning the little local effects, and we do get fan mail on events where we kind of missed it a little bit, so
yeah.
We take it very constructively and keep those cards and letters coming, as they say.
Yeah, well, we appreciate you guys. Weather is a huge part of people's daily lives and activities here, and you guys have been doing great work over there. So,
well, thank you very much.
Yeah, have a great retirement, Tom.
Oh, I appreciate that. Thanks so much, Robert. Take care.